Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Five Choices by Corey Kogan, Adam Merrill, and Lena Rinna. Sophie, you and I both read this one, and I gotta say, it hit me right where I live.
Hey there, Sam.
Yeah, this book is basically a lifeline for anyone who feels like they're drowning in email and to-do lists. The core idea is that we're not victims of our circumstances. We can choose where to put our time and energy.
Right? And the first choice is the big one. Act on the important. Don't just react to the urgent. They say the urgent screams at you, but the important whispers. That really stuck with me.
Totally. The urgent is the ringing phone, the last-minute request. The important is the strategic project, the relationship, the deep work. We spend all day putting out fires and never get to the stuff that actually moves the needle.
So they reframe the classic time management matrix. Instead of four quadrants, they talk about two worlds, the world of the urgent and the world of the important. The goal is to spend most of your time in the important world.
Exactly. And the second choice is related. Seek the extraordinary, not just the good. They say we settle for good enough because we're busy. Instead, we should pursue what they call a rocket goal.
A rocket goal is specific and measurable. It's the one thing that, if you achieve it, makes everything else easier. I had to really think about what that would be for me.
And once you have that clarity, you need the third choice, schedule the big rocks, not just sort the gravel. The big rocks are your most important tasks. The gravel is everything else, email, minor requests.
The natural tendency is to let the gravel fill up your day. So they say block out time for your big rocks first. Make it non-negotiable. That's a radical shift for people like me who live by their inbox.
Right. And that leads to the fourth choice, rule your technology. Don't let it rule you. This one is tough because we're addicted to our devices. They say it takes over 20 minutes to recover from a single interruption.
20 minutes. And if you're interrupted every 10, you're never in flow. So they suggest turning off notifications, checking email at set times, and putting your phone away during deep work.
The fifth choice is the one that makes it all sustainable. Fuel your fire, don't extinguish it. You can't pour from an empty cup. Sleep, exercise, breaks, disconnecting from work, it's all renewal.
I love that they frame it as a marathon, not a sprint. If you're exhausted and depleted, you'll default to reacting to the urgent. You need energy to make the other four choices.
And the five choices all reinforce each other. Acting on the important helps you find your rocket goal. Your rocket goal motivates you to schedule big rocks. That requires ruling your technology. And that takes energy from fueling your fire.
So the big takeaway for me is that overwhelm isn't inevitable. You can choose to be the architect of your own life instead of a victim of circumstances. It's about making conscious decisions about where you invest your attention.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
The five choices are a map to a life of greater impact and peace. We'll see you in the next one.